There's Celsus and Confucius and Lucretius and Epictetus, Thucydides and Socrates and Marcus Aurelius and Seneca and Diderot, who lived a long, long time ago, but still were smart enough to know no God above, no hell below. Thomas Paine and old Mark Twain had no religion on the brain, and Sigmund Freud would be annoyed if someone asked him to explain the ludicrous psychology of someone whose theology suggests we're damned eternally for munching apples off a tree. Inventors and biologists and people skilled in medicine, like Thomas Henry Huxley and like Thomas Alva Edison. And while we're on the Thomases, you have my solemn promise that yet another Thomas is the one named Thomas Jefferson. Few Christians know these people, so they simply try to pass them off as Bible-thumping Christians, even guys like Isaac Asimov. I hate to have to tattle, but they'll have an uphill battle. That'll be the day when Isaac thumps a Bible in a Christian way. Oh, Henry Louis Mencken, he was really quite a thinking man. And Abraham Lincoln, no communion wine was drinking man. And possibly the best of all, a man named Robert Ingersoll, who had the unrelenting gall to call religion folderol. Then there's the man whose nom de plume was nothing less than David Hume. He didn't buy the virgin womb and chuckled at the empty tomb. He laughed and 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 so did Mary Wollstonecraft. I haven't even broken into people in the sciences who've written and have spoken their heretical defiances of seven-day creation and our sacred obligation. I begin to lose my patience and start throwing small appliances. I'd better stop, I'm obviously losing my ability to set these noble names in rhyme with metrical facility. I only hope my little song has shown you that the list is long of folks who've given God the gong by thinking with agility. There are so many more who've said goodbye to their theology. But if you want to see him, read the Humanist Anthology.